Our clubhouse call-in segment here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for joining us here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. D-backs beat the Marlins last night 5-3. And one of the key reasons why, joining us right now here on the flagship home of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Zach Godley, 98 pitches, 5 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, struck out 4 last night, joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Zach, congratulations on your outing last night.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You know, I want you to know that I pushed the people at Just Sports to get some Zach Godley shirts and jerseys, and they're now in. They came in about 10 days ago, so people can now go to Just Sports and buy a Zach Godley jersey and a T-shirt. How about that?
That's awesome. I appreciate the push.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're sending everybody out there, go get your Zach Godley shirts and jerseys from Just Sports. Let's talk about a career-high 9th win last night. I know you didn't go as deep into the game as you would like. You know, the bullpen's had to do a lot of work lately, but it was a muggy night. You got through 5 innings. You picked up your 9th win. That's a career high. You got to feel pretty good about where you are right now, this point in the season.
Yes, sir, for sure. It's anytime we can get a win, it's always a good night. So, but for me personally, it's nice to go out there and give the team a chance to win each and every time I go out.
A few weeks ago, the numbers were not going so great. The results weren't what you wanted or what the organization wanted. What, if anything, has changed over your last 4 starts?
Really and truly just trying to take it one pitch at a time and trying to go out and just continue to get each guy out that comes up to the plate, no matter what happened before or after that, just to continue to try and go out and give our team a chance to win. And that's what I've tried to do here I'm trying to let everything go that happened early on in the year and just trying to move forward.
So physically, no adjustments, no mechanical adjustments, more of a mindset difference over the last 4 starts or so?
I've been working on a few things mentally, but physically. But for the most part, it's just trying to continue to just build a rhythm and just throw the ball to a target behind the plate. Really and truly, just not trying to overthink anything. Just trying to build a rhythm and throw strikes.
A lot of people talking about this pitch you learned from Jeremy Hellickson. You say it's not a knuckle curve; it's like a spiked curve. How much are you using that pitch right now?
Well, as of last night, I'm pretty sure from what I was told, I used it a good bit more than what I have been. But it is my best pitch for sure.
And for what reason? Just the movement on the ball and the fact that you feel like you can throw for strikes anytime you want?
I think the fact that guys don't see it very well. So I get a lot of bad swings on it, whether they are swinging and missing or if they're just making bad contact. It's a pitch that's worked really well for me as far as getting weak contact or swinging misses when I really need it.
Zach, do you feel like you're in when Robbie's here and when Clay's available and now with Shelby back, there are 6 starting pitchers for 5 spots. Do you feel like every time that you go out there and take the mound that you are battling for your spot in the rotation?
You never know what's going to happen in this game. All I'm trying to do is continue to help this team win ball games. If it comes down to a point where I have to do something else, so be it. What I want to do is be able to go out and help this team win ball games each and every time.
Zach Godley, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Was there a point over the last month or so when all of these guys were starting to come back where you felt that pressure, felt like you had to step it up a little bit just in case some of those tough decisions might have involved you?
Honestly, I think just for me, it's just trying to step up my game just in general. Like you said, I had as a team in general, we had a rough May, and then I especially as a starting one of the starters, I had a rough May, and for me, it's just being able to pick up that pace regardless of what's going on around me, just trying to continue to pitch better and to continue to help our team win ball games.
Yeah, listen, you broke out onto the scene last year. I mean, you know how big of a fan we are. I mean, we talk about you a lot and what you've meant to this you know, this baseball team. You're on pace to win 18 games this year. I mean, you are. You keep this up, you know, you're on pace to win 18 baseball games. You're a big part, you know, of this team. And I think the most important thing for you is the ability to go deep into the games. And last night was a little bit of a struggle, but you've always prided yourself on being able to get six innings or seven innings out of a game. And that's usually what you do best.
Yes, sir. I mean, like I said, that's what I mean, my goal is each and every time I go out is to help the team win, but also to help try and take a little bit off of the as much off of the bullpen as I possibly can.
John Ryan Murphy, you threw to him yesterday. You got Jeff Mathis. Alex Avila is on the disabled list right now. But you know, how's your feelings with Murphy? Do you guys have a pretty good connection when you're on the mound and he's behind the plate?
Yes. All three of our catchers are amazing, and it's fun to throw to all three of them. They're all brick walls behind the plate. They don't let anything get past them, and it's awesome to see what they do and the amount of effort and thought process they put into each and every game. Murph's awesome. Throwing to him last night I threw a couple pitches that to a lot of guys would probably have gone to the backstop and maybe even scored a run, and somehow or another, he managed to keep it in front of him. So that's just unbelievable, and this week's dividends for the amount of work and effort that they put into.
Zach Godley here on the Burns and Gambo Show. I saw this last night after reading up on the game a little bit. Gambo referenced it earlier. A knuckle curve, a spiked curve. You prefer to call it a spiked curve instead of a knuckle curve. Is there any particular reason why?
Yes, sir, because technically speaking, a knuckle curve, from my definition of it, from what I've been told, what I've read up on, a knuckle curve is where you have almost looks like a knuckleball type grip, and you just push, like the ball is pushed out of your finger, almost the way Archie throws his, the way you kind of push your knuckles forward, as opposed to where I have like a spiker where I have that one finger sticking up, but I still throw it like a normal curveball. I don't push anything.
Hey, speaking of Archie, listen, there's some things we just don't want to know, okay? Can you just tell him, like, it's okay to keep some things to yourself. Like, there's certain things we don't need to know about Archie. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about, Gambo. What are you talking about?
Just keep it to yourself, man. I don't want to hear that stuff.
That's Archie. He's an open book. That's the way he does things, and I don't think anybody telling him anything is going to change.
Zach, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the outing. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. We'll catch up soon.
Hey, thank y'all for having me. It's always great to talk to y'all.